AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A U.S. official tells AP 2,500 Marines and an amphibious assault ship have been ordered to the Middle East, the deployment a major addition of forces in the region after nearly 2 weeks of war with Iran. Tehran was rocked by explosions Friday. Well, John Gambrell reports from Dubai.
The Iranians kept up their attacks on the Gulf Arab states, including Saudi Arabia, where they lost dozens of drones today. Meanwhile, in Dubai, there was an incident that saw a drone potentially target the Dubai International Financial Center. That is where most of the hedge funds, money managers, and financial institutions work out of. There was damage to one building there. The Emirati authorities say they intercepted that drone and it was caused by shrapnel. But it just shows how much the Iranians are willing to continue to target areas of the Gulf as this war goes on.
Oil prices keep climbing. Brent crude, the international standard, settling above $103 per barrel. AAA puts U.S. gas prices at an average of $3.63 per gallon nationwide, up 69 cents from a month ago. Stocks fell, the Dow down about 2% for the week, the S&P 1.6%, the NASDAQ 1.3%. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
The United States is getting slammed by a stretch of weather extremes, from an atmospheric river and flooding in Hawaii to record heat in the Southwest and late-season snow with two storm systems in a row chugging along the country's northern tier, bringing up to 3 to 4 feet in some places, with one storm potentially strengthening into a rare inland bomb cyclone. While the Midwest and East will be plunged into single digits, the Southwest is facing a heat dome with prolonged triple-digit temperatures. Washington, D.C. saw record highs of 86 degrees Wednesday. The next day, it was snow. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Cuba's leader has confirmed the U.S. and Cuba have indeed been holding talks. Christiana Mesquita has the latest from Havana.
After several days of speculation, President Díaz-Canel announced talks between Cuba and the United States have taken place. He added any negotiations must respect equality, each country's political system, and Cuba's sovereignty and self-determination. Díaz-Canel also said that no oil has entered Cuba in 3 months, calling the impact of the U.S. energy blockade tremendous. Cuba produces about 40% of its petroleum, and it's not enough to meet demand. Blackouts last up to 30 hours in some areas, and gasoline rationing has disrupted public transportation.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.